Near post, Zinni! It's in! And again, Warren Spink has a hand in it. Andrew Zinni scores the goal. Not only are the fans winning on the terraces, the team are winning on the pitch. 2 goals in 2 minutes. 2-1 up, Preston Macedonia, and we've got an invasion on.
Crossfield ball for Tineski to try the spectacular. It's brilliant. Is it over the line? Yes. What a goal from Alex Tineski.
Kukulecki. He scores. It's the winner. What a great goal by Kukulecki. The crowd has gone wild, ladies and gentlemen. The Preston Lions are the Premiership champions.
Is that the goal that takes them up?
Through ball for Spink. He's in the box. Back for Cole. Cole square. Here's a chance for Smith. Smith, yes, it's there. Spink, Cole, Smith. Smith doing the damage. 1-0.
Well, there are few words in the footballing lexicon that elicit more excitement than top of the table clash. But that's exactly what we've got coming up tomorrow night at Jenner Steel Stadium, where Western United, the nominal home side, but not the actual home side, will take on the Preston Lions for what's shaping as a crucial, crucial tie in the MPL3 promotion race. Josh Parrish and David Svetkovsky, the returning David Svetkovsky, here with you in studio for the Lions Den. And we've got a really exciting lineup for you this evening. Dave, glad to have you back.
Good to be back, mate. It's really hard watching. I was up in Sydney in my hotel. As a lot of people, I realise what it's like out there. I talk to people, they say, oh, you know, I'm on my couch. Some people put on their big screen and Jimmy Harron and Matty Symes cuddle up together in bed and have it on in the bedroom just watching there.
Their own separate streams so they can both comment at each other.
Yep. Comment, yep. You know, Tracy up in Brisbane. So I was one of those last week, really sat back and enjoyed the show, but I must admit it's nice to be back in Melbourne town despite the weather. It's been a cold, wet week. I tell you, it's been a cold, wet week, and we cancelled junior training tonight just to give the grounds some time to breathe and get ready for the big show tomorrow night, 8:30, kickoff. Louis Atsevski's Preston Lions versus Ante Modic's Western United. And they just landed in Melbourne from in the senior team. They just landed. We had a quick conversation with them tonight, just the logistics for tomorrow, as we do with all the teams. So lots of exciting news on that and everything else that's been happening in football. It's 1 week goes. I don't think I've seen you for 2 weeks, but you've been busy man around the traps, my friend.
Yeah.
Who are you? One day you're Preston, and then I think Friday night you were in a Melbourne Knights t-shirt.
Yeah, look, the occasion demanded it. It was uniform.
Everyone wants to be Preston, mate. Just calling JP out to functions.
That doesn't mean that Preston didn't get a name drop during the event.
So let's just set it up. You were out at Knights and South, two big national league clubs, big players in Victorian football. Big Friday night, what they call their, what do they call it? Their challenge, their...
The original Melbourne Derby.
The original Melbourne Derby, they called it, yeah. Fantastic.
Well, for some, it just is the Melbourne Derby because there's no other.
Yeah. What, they managed 300, 400 people?
Oh, I think they cracked 1,000, I think.
Yeah, 1,000, that was a good effort on both South Melbourne and Knights.
Especially since it was the second time they played each other in a week.
That's right, mate. Yeah, big crowd that, 900 people, fantastic. And they had a guest. They had a special guest out there.
A few special guests. Yeah. We had obviously the head coach, Steve Bebich, come in. We had Andrew Marth, who I'm sure everybody is familiar with, of Knights fame in the NSL. And we had Nick Galatis from AAFC. Who
good man,
Preston
Nick.
Has some dealings with.
Yeah,
and
good, good man.
He's really fighting the good fight.
He
and
is.
We also had Football Australia chairman Chris Nicker.
Who else is? And you were like the MC of honour out there interviewing him?
Yeah, so we had the vice president of the Knights, Tony Vujic, sort of running the show, and then he threw to me for these little spot interviews. It was a bit of dinner theatre for the assembled sponsors and honoured guests. It was good.
And there was a lot of discussion, I guess, between the two clubs about the national second division, positioning themselves, and Chris talking about it.
That was definitely the theme of the evening, and I think it's first time a member of the governing body of Australian football has ever turned up to Summer Street and not been booed. So I think so. The game's slowly coming together.
Mate, with time, we have a brand new pavilion being built and they'll all be invited for the opening. We'll get them all out there when we're right and ready. The product and the brand that is Preston. Well done on that one, mate. But a little birdie told me, I did see you in the Knights top, and little birdie did tell me that you managed to just throw in the old Preston Lions in the interview.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Well, because I was talking to Chris Nicu about, you know, the strong crowds, the crowd there at Summer Street that night and in the FFA Cup, which was a terrific atmosphere on the Tuesday at Lakeside. And I think Chris actually mentioned it himself, the crowds that Preston have been getting, which is a real boon to the cause of the National Second Division.
Magnificent, mate, and applauds to all of our supporters out there, week in, week out, showing up and making our brand shine. It was a beautiful game last Friday night, and the football world is talking so highly of our club, and that we're so proud with all that, and proud of you. Yes, you might, you know, like Superman in the telephone booth, change tops, and I think you might have been out at Oakley. We had at Oakley as well,
yeah,
on the weekend.
Yeah, I was doing the commentary. Club paraphernalia.
Was anyone
on
playing
that
out at Oakley?
Yeah, it was.
They play football, do they?
Apparently.
Rumours? Any rumours, Josh? Are you talking up any FA Cup games?
I haven't heard a thing.
No, we haven't either, but no. That's all right. We'll get there. There's a meeting tomorrow. We'll sort it out. So there is a meeting tomorrow, and we'll work it out from there, and we'll communicate with all of our magnificent supporters the details of the game as they come across in the next week or two as we get through this. So we're looking forward to getting on the park and playing Oakland. It'd be nice.
Yeah. I think everybody's looking forward to
it. Yeah, FA, guests of honours, mainstream media will be out there. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think
Channel 10, Channel 9, Foxtel, they can all telecast it. Get some rights or something. But, mate, I see you in different tops, and I just thought, mate, it's our honour on behalf of the club for everything that you do. We've finally got stock in. Stock comes in and stock goes out. That's how popular things are. But I'd love you to present you with this, mate, beautiful Preston jacket, because it is getting cold out there.
Thank you very
much. Put that on. Fresh from the packet, mate, so it does have a bit of that plastic aroma, but thank you for everything you do, mate. They're a beautiful jacket, and to all of the supporters that have ordered them out there, they're in. There's like a three-month wait to get all this stock out, mate, and Preston's just shopping it up. Everything we buy, he's selling, and then I think the beanies might be arriving as a week. Just in time, beanies are arriving. We've got a shipment of the beanies, so we'll distribute all of this stuff as we get through the next couple of weeks.
Well, thank you. Perfect fit as well. So it's no small sacrifice to take one off the three-month waiting list and give it to
me. No. I knew we had to get one. Zip it up, mate. Looks normal. Your chest is pretty. Zip it up. Jesus, what was the smell like outside, mate? What are you eating tonight?
Oh, look, you had a go at me there 2 weeks ago for my
popcorn.
My popcorn and Red Bull.
You've gone stuck up the studio, mate.
Yeah.
What is it, Sri Lankan?
It's the Chinese joint down the bottom.
Oh, mate, my wife, credit to her. I don't often credit my wife, but she made me a beautiful warm munger tonight, mate.
Mm-hmm.
Macedonian stew.
Wow.
In this weather, it was just one bowl, two bowls. Oh, thank God, I went back for three bowls, mate. Beautiful, mate.
Well, I've just moved house, so we don't even have a fridge yet. So it's a
You're more
it's
than
a
welcome
struggle.
To come around, mate. The lovely Mrs. Svetkovsky, she's almost always accommodating, more than happy to put a couple extra seats. So if you ever need to come down and have a meal. Now, let's get through some detail. Obviously, Oakley, we'll get back to everyone when we know it. That's the common question. When are we playing? How are we playing? We will be playing. We will be playing with crowds, and we will have every Preston supporter out there at this game to show the football world that this is a great celebration of football and there's nothing to fear. So we will make it a great night when we get to play them, and it won't be too far away. So that's fantastic on that front. Now, just to clear up tomorrow, because, yes, Western United's been brilliant in dealing with over the last few months to use Genesteel Stadium tomorrow, BT Connor, as their home game.
Mm-hmm.
But what does that mean to the supporters? Just to be clear, any memberships or sponsors will be honoured, but you must be wearing your cards. Please make sure you're wearing your cards. Noexcuses.com was in the wash, I left it at home, blah, blah, blah. Please identify yourself, because that ensures that we streamline
the entry process, which this year has been absolute magnificent, the way we've been able to get through, especially the early days of COVID, and the QR codes are still there. So it is ticketed as per normal, with the gates, the bars and the canteens all open, and they're all Prestons. It's no different to a normal home game. So people come out in your droves, celebrate it. Preston people go, if it's not our home game, we're not coming sometimes. So, you know, that's how loyal they are. So no, memberships will be honoured. Sponsorships will be honoured. Canteens, normal kebab people will be on. We'll be selling thousands of those. It will be a cold night, so rug up. But please, just make sure your membership's the current membership. You don't want to be embarrassed at the door if you're coming in with an 18 or 19 membership, because they will be checked tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So please make sure you're coming in with the right membership and you've got your card on there. So from a housekeeping perspective, that's critical before we go to our three major guests tonight. The First Lady, like if the chief's a chief, you need to call the head of the women's coterie something. I think the First Lady of the women's coterie, Miss Silvana Nowomovsky, will be coming, a really good friend of mine for many, many years, and we'll have a bit of fun with her. Then, second guest. You brought him up early.
I did.
You had a good chat with him?
Yeah, had a nattering away. Totally missed your text message.
Yeah, just
left you out in the cold for 10 minutes.
You know, what do they call it? FA Cup tied. These players, some players are tied.
Mm-hmm.
Butker's just FA Cup ready. He's ready, mate. You know, the tying a little bit of the hamstring. You know, got to North Sunshine, thought, I'd have played three games. That's enough. Had a bit of a break, couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But he is flying off and on the pitch. So we'll have a talk to him about not only his role at football, sponsorship, and Preston in business, and then Sarah Piggott from our women's setup, who scored a cracker on Tuesday night, and we'll talk about that with her. Just a couple of other little things, bar that, which I'd like to mention. Put this one in your diaries. This is the last one before we go to break. Put it in your diary. June the 12th. It's a Saturday night. This has been 12 months in the making to, I think we've had over 100,000 views of the Mungol night in the club room.
That's unreal.
That world famous Mungol night.
That was, what a blessing that was.
What a night.
No lockdown.
What a night. It got me through whole of COVID, yeah? And that was just the duck here, but what a night. It was a big night, and the supporters have been saying, when can we do that again? And from last year, we said, we're going to do it live. And as I said, Mungol, who was in here, June the 12th, we're going a bit old school. Now, old school, we used to go to a thing called an igranka, like a dance, right? Maso dance. So we're going to call it like a modern version of an igranka. So it's June the 12th. Tickets will go on sale next week. And like all things Preston, it will be first in, best dressed. It will be ticketed. It will be a night to remember. It will just be dancing. It will be 4 hours of crazy Macedonian Vaselba or dancing. So to all the people out there, don't say I didn't tell you, get yourselves ready. You know what happens when things sell out like this, the women's function? Oh, we didn't know. No, everything's on socials. You know, get in there early because there's just no more tickets to these things anymore. So please remember, June the 12th, it's a Saturday night. We'll put the details out. Mungol, who is volunteering all of his time and energy, which is an amazing effort. It will be a night with Mungol, Preston style, a Preston Igranka style, which is a bit old school with nibblies and food. We'll try to get some budek or something into the night and just make it like an old fashioned shindig. Shindig, you like that one?
I do. I wonder if we'll see Louis and Loza celebrating in a similar fashion.
I will guarantee you, Mr. Ratsevsky will be in his finest form. He hears his beautiful songs. He loves his Macedonian music.
And when it's being
performed
by Mr. Mungol.
Yes.
I mean, he's got a beautiful voice. Not only is he a great DJ.
Yes, we will be upright for a certain period of time, and then we'll turn the cameras off, and what happens after the cameras go off happens. But it'll be a night to remember. We'll probably have the players down, and we'll make a big, big night of it, a good celebration night. So to all the supporters, with all the funds, as we've said, going back into the fundraising campaign that we're running this year around the pavilion and infrastructure.
Lovely. Any other business to get through?
No, that's it, mate. Let's get stuck into these guests after the break and we'll bring it out through them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we will take a short break here on the Lion's Den, but a big show coming, so make sure you stay tuned.
You're listening to the Lion's Den on FNR Football Nation Radio.
Welcome back to the Lions Den here on FNR Football Nation Radio, the official Preston Lions club show coming to you live. I'm Josh Parrish, David Svetkovsky with me, and our guest in the studio is Silvana Naumovski. Welcome.
Hey, thanks guys.
Well, tell us first of all, for the supporters who aren't familiar with you and what you do, tell us about yourself.
So, Silvana Naumovski, I head up our Widdermans coterie. I'm the mum of two amazing kids, very active kids, and juggling a full-time job in talent development in HR and looking after grads, something that you might...
Just the head of CSL, mate.
No.
You know, when we're talking about fixing up this
names.
Virus, Josh, when we're fixing this virus, mate, down in Broadmeadows... This woman's got the operation under control down there. And hey, you forgot your better half.
Well,
you forgot your better half.
I do have a husband who's pretty amazing and lets me drive his Mustang.
Yes, I don't know why he lets you drive that Mustang sometimes. I'm going to have a word with you. Yes.
No, he's pretty good, pretty good.
Mustang Sylvie over here.
Yeah.
So he liked that one.
I like that.
So how did you get involved with all this, the women's coterie stuff?
Yeah. So look, I've, growing up as a kid, I think I tell this story a lot. We used to visit relatives over on the other side of town. I grew up in the western suburbs, and we used to intentionally organise visiting dates when the Preston Lions Football Club had some games on, and I'd closely follow my father out there and watch.
You just wanted
games.
To perv on the boys, Sylv, didn't you? Do laps.
I was really little, Dave. Come on. So I've known about the club for a very long time, and I've known David for a very long time as well, and alongside David, I think there was an opportunity to get involved as part of the women's coterie, set it up, and see how we go. So that's how I got involved.
Now, I know how much work goes into these functions, and we're going to go into this event and we're going to talk about the sellout and the gifts and stuff. But I just want to give everyone out there an insight into our women's coterie, because there's four lovely ladies that get together. Now, I happen to be out Tuesday night, and you just kind of rotate between restaurants and houses. And I don't know whether you're talking about the coterie or just getting together. I reckon, what's the percentage? It's 75% talking, 25% coterie, something like that?
Yeah, probably.
But I must admit, I came home after the girls' game on Tuesday night, and I walked into my house, and I knew that you girls were meeting. You had all left, but how many cakes can you women eat? Like, you all brought cake. Four women, four cakes.
Well, we look after each other, you know.
There was donuts.
Yes.
There was cakes.
There was lots. We look after each other.
And then I went to my bar. There's empty bottles of wine. Why did you get stuck into my bar, Sylv?
Yeah, I did. I always hit you guys up for
the
most expensive.
So my bar was empty,
there.
Josh. Lucky they left some bloody jam donuts for me.
You're lucky I didn't get the drum out, Dave.
Yeah. I have a drum in my bar. That's a different story. And then from there, the next morning I woke up and my little one, Gems, she came and gave me a cuddle. I said, oh, how was your night last night? She said, Dad, Auntie Sylv, she loves swearing.
I grew up in the West, mate.
Yeah,
she goes,
I said, what do you mean? She goes, I went to bed and I could hear Auntie Sylv swearing. I said, what kind of meeting were these women running? But anyway, you got through the meeting and you're in your happy place. I know you girls.
Yeah.
And credit, we'll give out a shout to Sylvia Gruevski out there.
Yeah, Sylv G, First Lady, Violetta and Sonia as well. So, we come together and pull together these events. So there's four of us that make up the women's coterie, and our objective is to really bring together events to raise the profile of the women's team, increase membership, but also most importantly support, raise funds to support the women's football program as well.
Now tell us about this event. It's sold out. I get whipped over here. Dave, put this up, put the event up. I created it and I think it was 6 or 7 days for the second time, Acacia Ridge, bang.
Sold. We didn't even have to do a second boost in comms.
Buses, food, drink.
Yeah.
Why are these women coming to these things in their droves?
Well,
what is it?
what is it? Well, I have to say, I really think that we attract some really great women who are also passionate about the club. But also, you know, these events, we really want to make sure that people get a lot of value for money. You know, this next event at Acacia Ridge is in the most amazing setting amongst the winery or the vineyards there. There'll be free-flowing champagne, wine, anything you want will get fed really well by our...
We don't get an invite, James. There's only one bloke going and I gave him a warning. My single brother-in-law is the photographer for the day. And I said, mate, good luck.
We'll sort him out by the end
Yeah,
of
I'm
it.
Sure you will, mate. Good luck. He's in good hands. Bullshit. Anyway, so the event's the 23rd of May, Sunday. There's no use buying tickets because these things just sell out. So there's food and there's wine. The sponsors have come.
They've come in hard and fast.
Everyone's just going, here, take my money.
Take my money. It's been really, really overwhelming. Fantastic. And, you know, we've been really humbled by the response that we've had from our sponsors. So if it's not for those guys, we wouldn't really get the opportunity to do anything like this. So shout out to all of them. So I'm going to list them out.
Yeah,
so bear with me.
Take your time. This is your show, Silver. That's all right. It's my house usually, but it's you take over that piece and go over it.
So we want to send a huge thank you out to Novi Homes for being our major sponsor for this event. They create some exceptional properties, so please contact Con Miskus or Steve Teleski for your building needs. In addition to that, we have a raft of other sponsors, My Three Stems, Imperial Cosmetics, Adriana Creative, Icon Painters, Trellini Tex, Paul Temelowski, and Greg Jenis, AMI Plastering, Northern Motor Group, Sonif Concrete. I'm going still.
How you doing? Keep going.
New Line Upholstery, Lower Plenty Liquor, Upper East Side Real Estate, Budget Tow Bars, VAT Construction, La Cantina, DJ Edge, DeCasa, and Dyson Bus Company. So all these sponsors have provided us with some great financial support, which will contribute back to our amazing raffles. And I have to say, this is probably what keeps the girls coming back because we have designer bag.
What have you got?
After designer bag. So
I was given
two.
One last night. I was given one in the car park of Zhigoff Restaurant in Thomastown. I went for a meal and of all people, Paul Temelkovsky and Greg Jenis went to what shop?
YSL.
YSL.
Yeah.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Yes, Yves Saint Laurent.
With a bag.
With a
the
bag.
The cockmeister with a bag. He just rocked up. He said, here, Nunko, this is for the women.
Yeah, amazing. We also have a Gucci bag that's going to be.
How much is this bag?
Over in the about $1,300, $1,400.
I better not leave my wallet lying around the house because I think it's going to be just emptied.
Bring your cash, girls. Bring your husband's card. Bring anyone's card. You're buying tickets. You want to be in this. So that's our top two prizes, but we have heaps of other ones, you know, that are equally in equal value as well. So, yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Mate, a massive round of applause for our women's coterie. It was a crazy idea between me and you a couple of years ago. We're sitting there and I had to rope you in. It didn't take long to rope you in. No. I just said, hey, so you want, what do you reckon? We do this, and to your credit and all of the girls, I know you have a lot of fun doing it, and that's what it's about, because us boys don't mind when you use it together because it means we can be together last night. So we three of us headed down to Zhigoff. We have to get Zoc out with us.
Oh, yeah. No, and, you'll corrupt him.
And had a good night of dinner. But on our behalf, to all the women that are attending, this is a massive event. Now, will I be able to see it this Igranka Mungal night on June the 12th at Zocchi?
Do you know what? Somebody's been telling me about that. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, you're going to have to. When was the last time you went to an Igranka?
I don't remember.
Yeah, but I know you're not bad on the dance floor.
Oh, I can tear it
yes,
up.
Yes, I don't know. You got your little shamicha ready there?
Got the kiosk.
Well, kiosk? Yeah. Well, you went one better than I did. So you'll be there. You'll be there. So all the supporters, don't knock her off the front of the line when she starts the order.
Out of my way.
And Zoc's a big man.
He's
6'2".
Tall. 6'2".
6'2". He's a good boy. So to all the supporters out there and to the women's coterie, we really want to just say thank you for all the hard work we're doing and thank you for coming in.
No worries. Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Keep up the great work and enjoy your day out as well. Yeah.
Thank you. We will.
I bet you will.
Let's bring in the butker.
Yep. Still got Noam Sekulowski and Sarah Piggott to come. So stay tuned here on The Lion's Den.
You're listening to The Lion's Den on FNR Football Nation Radio.
We are back and we've got the man himself in studio, Noam Sekulowski, aka Butka. Welcome back to the Lions Den.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be here. It's been a while.
It has been a while. We had you on a little while ago now, trying to treat the old hamstring, and we've got a few games out of you already this season, so I've got to say, maybe the Rakia worked.
Something worked. I think David initially penciled me in for round five, but I went a little bit early and got three games in, which was good, and just some tightness in the groin, but back into full training this week, which was good, and the lads are, the main thing is the lads are up and about, ready for first v second Friday night at BT Connor.
It's pretty exciting.
More than exciting.
How did you view the last game?
Yeah, I think comfortable. I think the lads were comfortable. It's one of them ones where I think, for the most part, outside of the academy sides or the youth A League sides, I think most clubs are going to come and sit back and try play that slingshot and counter-attacking football. So, and that's probably, you know, what we had for 70-odd minutes. But, yeah, I think generally pretty comfortable.
Yeah, good stuff. And the new boys that have come in?
Yeah, definitely added value. Again, you know, that's what the transfer window gives us that opportunity to top up, especially now leading into cup round with the delayed game against Oakley. So just to strengthen that squad. And again, I go back to last year and years gone by. I think that the stronger the squad, the more likely you are of winning that title, because when a player drops out, another player can pop in, and everyone, you know, at any given moment is ready to come in and do a job for the team.
Yeah, and we saw, you know, in 2019 how important those mid-season signings ended up being. Still got a couple of them kicking around. Big H in the back line there.
Yeah, big H has been good.
You know, James Poole came in at that point, I think. Sadly, we couldn't get Connor Bell back. But obviously, Rob Nowmoski's now captaining the club. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it's... I think that's the beauty of it, being here now for three and a half, 4-odd years, is the fact that you can retain, you know, the bulk of that that team and essentially that winning formula, and just tweak it, you know, where need be. And you know, that's what Louis's done perfectly. Hasn't been easy by any stretch, but they're the challenges you've got, you know, at NPL level or NPL 3 level. It's never easy. Throw a, you know, a pandemic into the mix where players can't come in and out of the country, that just adds to it. But no, we're pretty lucky for the most part. You know, the bulk of the squad's been there for some time. The culture in the room or in the rooms is unbelievable in the sheds. Mm-hmm. And I think everyone that comes in, you know, they latches on straight away. It's a pretty exciting place to be. They can't get rid of me. I'm 39 tomorrow and...
Tomorrow.
Happy birthday,
Butka.
Thank you very much.
Jeeves, it might be a bit of a sing-along tomorrow in the grandstand.
It might be a sing-along. Depends. If I'm going out with the wife, then there won't be a sing-along. It's my wedding anniversary as well, 15 years.
Wow.
So the wife's clearly got rocks in her head for...
the birthday.
Yeah, for staying with me for 15 years.
She's a good woman, she is.
She's a good woman.
But she's got a good man too, so it works both ways. Now, tell us about this culture give us an insight. Yeah, you're my barometer on culture, and I know how hard you drive it. But what's it like? What's it like inside for the supporters out there that hear about it but don't really know? You get to training or you get to games and you walk in and, you know, you look around and there's probably some quiet blokes there. Roxy's probably just, you know, like a statue in the corner, doesn't say.
Yeah. Humphrey B. Bear.
Humphrey B. Bear.
The lips are moving, but there's no sound coming out.
If you walked in, you know, as you do, and you just stand at the door with your presence and look around, what are some of the characters and what are some of the shenanigans going on in this 10 metre by 10 metre change room?
Look, I mean...
That you can tell us
about. How do you explain it without going R-rated? I mean, the first thing you notice is there's, you know... It's licorice all sorts. It's a bag of Allen's lollies. You got local boys. You've got international lads. Some boys can speak English. Other boys can't. You know, and we're talking about the boys that are born in Australia and English is their first language. But it's, you know, again, you talk about Rox, who's, you know, a quiet kid. You got lads that a little bit more extravagant. You got lads that are a little bit more quieter and to themselves. But it's an unbelievable mix, and I suppose that's the challenge of a changing room. You're dealing with so many different people. But again, I get plenty of joy out of working with the ones that are a little bit more quiet, and then piss farting around with the other lads who've got that larrikin in them. Yeah. It's just a completely different workplace. And I always say to people, where in your 9-to-5 job do you finish training, go in, and have 15 blokes in the shower, stark naked? It's like a German sausage fest, honestly. It's unbelievable. It's something you're not going to experience 9-to-5.
I hear we've been able to replace your Bartels.
We have, yeah. Yeah, we've got
new striker.
Yeah, big Terence in there, or Trecher is his Macedonian name. So we christened him straight away. And you can call him Trecher. You can call him the Sukalo for the Macedonian people out there. And it's not because he likes Burek either. So he's there. He's replaced.
And how's the music going in there? I heard that Mr. Ratziski sometimes doesn't like the music when he walks in.
No, the music, it's got a bit of stereophonics about it, or whatever these bloody these kids are playing these days. Yeah, I suppose I'm an old fart, according to Lockie. He asked me if I had my pensioner's card yesterday at training. So that was a nice little cheeky one, a little side splitter. The music's interesting, to say the least. I think that's big Jimmy Harron,
mm-hmm.
who looks after the DJing in there. Carly gets around it every once in a while. But it's good fun. It's good fun. You can't buy it, put it that way. You can't.
And we're not accepting this pensioner card stuff, mate, because the chief likes to, there's always, we do things in fives, the five-year plan, the five-year future-ready plan. And with Butker, we've got a five-year transition plan that started this year. So he's got 5 years to transition from playing as he segued into this beautiful role called the sponsorship manager role at the club.
Yes.
How's that going, mate?
Really good. I was just talking with the girls outside, probably jumped into it a little bit late. I think we spoke about it with the chieftain early doors. But once we got the teeth stuck into it well and truly, it was overwhelming for me just to see the wealth of support we had was unbelievable as a player, as someone who, I suppose, you're not really looking at it when you're on the green stuff, when you're on that side of the fence. To actually look at the black and white of it and step knee deep into it was pretty special to see. The amount of support that we've got off the park, and again, that's something that I've translated over to the boys as well. So to that organic and natural growth that we got this year, we've seen a real jump in sponsorship, which has been fantastic. And again, just to call out again, I had a call actually earlier today, another new sponsor jumping on board. People can see what we're doing as a football club, again, on all sides, whether it be from a junior perspective, a women's perspective, a senior men's perspective, and they want to jump on board. So to any people that are thinking about it, again, if it's not this year, we're obviously building towards next year and the five-year plan. So it's not short-term, it's long-term. Obviously, we're moving into Preston in Business, which you mentioned. So just trying to get the sponsors to engage with each other as well. Yeah. And get a little bit more out of what they're putting in, and hopefully growing this club onto bigger and better things.
Yeah, and it's a good way to move into Preston in Business, because it's the event is on the 28th, Friday the 28th of May at 7:30 in the morning, and basically we released tickets to the public this week. There are only limited tickets to the public. So
absolutely.
If you're wanting to get in there, guys, get in over the next week. We'll put it up again over the weekend. But 7:30 to 9:30 with three amazing guests in Kimon Taliadoros, Brad Roos, the CEO of Melbourne City, and our own Sasha Ognanovsky, who will
Big
be guests on a panel. For all of the sponsors out there, they've been sent an invitation, because obviously with our sponsors, we usually host them on the ground three, absolutely, four, five times a year, which, yep, we're limited to this year. We'll probably put the marquee up later in the year if we've got better weather.
Yep.
But this is for all the sponsors out there. It's they've been allocated tickets and they've been sent an email,
yep,
text messages.
And a text message, yep, absolutely.
And that'll probably happen again over the weekend. So Sunday night for all of the sponsors, you must reply so that we know the allocation that's going to the sponsors to be able to also know the number of people that we can have from the general public, because it, once again, probably by end of next week, we'd imagine it'll sell out with a week to go.
Yeah, yep.
It's a beautiful function room with breakfast will be served for everyone, and just another opportunity for our club to showcase how far we've come, having 200 guests in the morning with some dignitaries and credit to yourself and Zocchi, who have been working tirelessly behind the scenes to put it together.
I'm going to say Zocchi,
yeah,
more than me. Yeah, but thanks for the
just claim it, but
thanks for the pump. No, I won't claim it. If I deserve it, I'll put my hand up. But in this case, Zocchi's he's worked tirelessly in the background for getting it up. So yeah, to all the sponsors, like you said. If we can finalise that, because yeah, once it goes public, it will sell out essentially, and we will fill up the spots. And again, just another opportunity. We touched on it, I think, at that launch event that we had in round one. You know, we want our sponsors to be engaging, to have these conversations when we are under the one roof. If we can start leveraging off each other as a business community, that would be, you know, unbelievable. If we can create some success stories, I think it's a great platform to launch into the future.
And you'd be amazed how many people are actually doing business with each other. I'm surprised how many people are saying, hey, Dave, I was with Pete Boz this morning. You run into people, hey, yep, he called me, they call me.
Yeah.
And that's becoming now the norm, and we've got to create that environment. And these functions allow people to network, get to know each other, cross-promote their businesses and their services. So
spot on.
It's a fantastic opportunity. A couple of quick ones from us before we get out of here, mate. Tomorrow, what's the game going to be like with this weather?
Oof, look, it might be a little bit heavy. Are we expecting rain?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Look, the ground, to be fair, has held up pretty well. I think the girls played on it Tuesday night. Yeah. We trained on it last night. We had our little midweek Champions League, 10, 12 minutes. You know, we're knocking the ball around pretty well, and it was a good competitive hit out. Look, it should be all right. Mm-hmm. If anything, it might just add to the atmosphere of a Friday night at BT Connor Reserve in front of, hopefully 3,000 or 4,000.
Yeah, that's the plan tomorrow. Big crowd. Full squad.
Full squad.
Full squad. Yeah, you come back, yeah. Stambo's back, plenty to select from.
Everyone's got a full bill of health,
yeah,
which is unbelievable. And this is, you know, how you create a competitive environment when you've got 21 fit blokes. Unfortunately, once Louis names that team, there's going to be 6 or 7 that miss out, you know, me included. So I might get the chop as well. But it just makes you train harder and, you know, want to be part of, you know, something special that we're building. You know, seven rounds in, 4 points clear, first v second at BT Connor. Where else would you rather be?
What's this Champions League you mentioned?
Champions League?
Yeah, you said. Yeah. Training, is this a...
Oh, no, just midweek Champions League. We just have, you know, we play, you know, generally plays the starting 11 versus the not starting 11 or the Magoos or whatever you want to call it. And I'm not going to lie, they're probably a little bit more competitive than we saw against the game against Box Hill. So, you know, look, you got... You've genuinely got 10 or, you know, 11 blokes that are fighting for their spot in the team. You know, you got boys, you know, with niggles, you know, that are trying to get through and hold their position. And this is why we play. It's that competitive streak. It's that white line fever. And then again, you know, walking out in front of 3,000, 4,000, you know, on a Friday night, BT Connor Reserve. In the back streets of Reservoir, where else would you rather be?
Oh, DC keeps joking about Preston joining the Super League. I didn't realise we were already playing in the Champions League.
Nah, sorry. That's just an in-house gag. It's the midweek Champions League
we
game.
Got the call, but we said, yeah. we don't want to get caught up in all the corruption and the politics.
It's fair.
Stay in Melbourne.
Don't want to associate
Broadhurst Avenue, but
Mr. Perez.
Yeah, but you know how you have, you know, you got Johnny Red and then you go to Johnny Blue.
Mm.
I think young Bathka, he's just like a Johnny Blue. And I just think Oakley, mate, Oakley, you might get out there. They're the kind of games that you live for. How are you feeling about getting out there in front of what's been built up as a bigger game than it probably was in the first place?
Yeah.
Right? Well, this has put more attention that,
absolutely.
Than actually we probably needed. You know, and we don't know when they're going to announce it, but when they do announce it, how do you feel about it?
Not too bad. I actually played at Oakley as a junior. Believe it or not. Look, they're the games that the lads want to play in.
Mm.
You know, for myself, again, that derby game, call it, or that crunch game, it's, you know, there's not many left for me. And this is what I tell the boys. We get the opportunity on a Friday night, Saturday or Sunday, whenever you play, for 90 minutes or 95 minutes to be free as a footballer. You just never know when that journey's going to end, whether it might be, you know, injury, you might be a work opportunity where, you know, you have to give the game away. So just play every game like it is a derby game, you know what I mean? But, yeah, this one will be a little bit special, absolutely.
I know you're a astute football person, and I just saw a question that was asked online, but we're a month away from the Euros.
We are, absolutely.
The question is, I don't know if it's a decent question, who are you barracking for?
In the Euros?
Yeah. That's the question.
Who are we barracking for?
Who are you barracking for?
Macedonia.
That's the way, mate. That was the question.
I
know there's no question, but I just thought we'd answer.
See, Lockett in Eddie.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I thought.
A Macedonia. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, geez. If anyone out there knows of a good venue that might want to put on a big screen for us, and just we take a couple of thousand people down. I think we're 11 and 2 o'clock most evenings.
Oh,
11 o'clock games, 2 o'clock evenings. If there's any people out there who've got contacts in the bar game or the social space game, might not be a bad idea for us to just gather around in one venue and
absolutely,
and we'd get down there, big screen and support, put our colours on, and
I tell you what, Optus Sport will be rolling that football belong slot over and over and over again when Macedonia are playing.
Yeah, I watched it last week and it's a beautiful piece, and then Gortez in there as well. So
front and centre.
Every time I watch it, God bless him. What says on there. So it's a beautiful piece, but thank you so much once again for everything you're doing around the club as a part of this 5-year plan to retire.
Pleasure. Thanks. Thanks for having me, and it's been a brilliant journey, and I'm sure it's only going to get better
in the years
to come.
5 more years.
Yeah.
We'll go to a break. Sarah Piggott on the other side. Butker, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
You're listening to The Lion's Den on FNR Football Nation Radio.
Back for the final time this evening here on The Lion's Den. And we are joined by senior women's attacker, Sarah Piggott. Sarah, welcome.
Thanks, Josh.
Or should I say welcome back, in fact?
Yes.
So it was a dramatic night on Tuesday night, but we'll rewind to the weekend first at Summer Street against the Melbourne Knights. 5-0 it finished. Pretty comprehensive performance?
It was an all right performance. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't say one of our best, but
the result looks good on paper anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. What were your thoughts on the game in terms of, you didn't seem to be super impressed with it. What were you thinking could be improved from there?
I think we were very one-sided. We have had the discussion as a team, but we just couldn't find the switch pass to use our wide areas where we usually dominate in.
Yeah.
So,
fair enough. I like the analysis. And then carrying forward to the Nike FC Cup on Tuesday night, where you pushed a top division team all the way to penalty kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your goal first, because I heard it was a cracker.
Yeah, I kind of wasn't expecting it because I was coming for, like, more for feet, but it got played in between defenders. So it was kind of like a push off one defender, push onto another, and then I didn't really have time for a touch, so I just took a shot bottom right corner and went in.
So, easy to like.
We needed it at that time. I think it was 1-0 down.
Yep.
We conceded very early on, defensive error, a bit loose on one side. It happened a couple of times during the night, actually, the looseness, but we need to tighten that up. And then Sarah got us back in the game. at 1-1, and we're going, okay, this is going to be interesting. I think we scored the second goal. So Alwyn Parbury scored the second goal with about 7-8 minutes, I reckon there was to go.
We finished full time at 1-1, and then we had to go into extra time. Yeah, and there was 5 or 6 minutes left.
So it was a second half of extra time. So we were almost at the end. Alwyn, to her credit, just kept driving to try and win this game. 17 years of age, was just pushing the team to win. And she had a chance about 3 minutes before she actually scored that went wide, and then she drove through and scored a brilliant goal at 2-1. And we'd taken total control of the game until we'd scored. Five minutes to go. And they came up once. We were loose again, and they had a chance on the far left-hand side, which they just missed.
Yep.
We didn't heed our lesson, and then it went right across again, and there was an unmanned player at the back post with a couple of minutes to go to get them to 2-2.
Yep.
2-2. But what was the speed of the game like, Sarah? How did you find the speed of the game?
I struggled. coming back from injuries and stuff, I definitely struggled. Couldn't get back in defence to help the girls out, but definitely a lot higher than what we're used to.
Step up.
Yeah, but it's good.
How's Amy Kane? She had went off with an injury. I didn't see.
Bit of a knock to the knee. I'm not too sure. She said she was all right.
Okay,
she's tough.
Yeah, she had a knock, and I didn't see her come back out, which meant you probably had to stay out longer than you would have wanted.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I thought I was going to get taken off because I was like, cool. Yeah. Get my minutes in. But, yeah, no, I've stayed on.
So we get down to a penalty shootout, and I'm going, oh, bloody, I hate penalty shootouts. But I thought, hang on, we got a jet of a goalkeeper in tin for Noah. And Pigsy walked up first one. You hit it really well. You actually hit it really well to the bottom left-hand side.
Yeah, laces and just a good goalkeeper. She saved it.
Saved it.
So.
I mean, just got to applaud that, really.
Yeah.
Then Alwyn went up for the second one, so the two goal scorers went up for the first one. Alwyn's gone to the right bottom corner. Keeper's gone there, and I'm going, oh, it's going to be one of those nights. And then it was, you can't miss your first two penalties. But
it's a tough position. The girls,
absolute credit to them, the way they put on a show. It was a brilliant game. Talk us through what the last, I guess, year and a half's been like for you through COVID with your injuries and your recovery.
Start of COVID was pretty good. I was pretty fit. Then hurt my ankle again. Went and saw Dan's physio, Brian, and he pretty much said, if you continue to play, you're not going to have an ankle, so you won't be able to play again. You need to go get surgery. And within 3 weeks, I was booked in, had surgery during COVID in July, which was a little bit scary going there by myself.
Yeah, not a fun time to be in a hospital.
No. And I don't have family down here, so it's just me and my partner. So it was it was pretty tough. Did my rehab, whatnot, predicted to come back in February. Joined the girls again in November. And then I think I played the first preseason game. I got 10, 15 minutes in with the reserves, which was good. Slowly brought my way back, but then we played Spring Hills on synthetic pitch, and I did an adductor strain. I was out for 4 weeks. Yep.
That's rough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
I guess a lot of people would have built this season up so much because everyone has been so frustrated, stuck indoors, and then to have another setback on the eve of your return.
Mm-hmm.
How did you cope with that last setback and working your way back from it?
Well, I came back and then I got all my wisdom teeth out. Came to training and then I did my right adductor. Yes. And then I returned to training and then I did my deltoid ligament, which is in the inside of my ankle, on my left foot. So it's just injury after injury.
They're all done now. All the injuries are done and we just need a good run at it. This Sunday, Melbourne Uni, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock down at Princess Park.
Yep.
We get stuck in there and both girls' teams, the reserves are undefeated with a game in hand sitting there. I went out there and watched them on Sunday. They won 3-0, if my memory is correct.
Correct.
The women's program is coming along in leaps and bounds and we're doing really, really well. What's it been like for you? You've been with us for 3 years. How have you seen the transition over 3 years in the women's program?
4 years.
4 years.
And dramatic changes for the better.
Yep.
When I first came, it was pretty tough. I stood in as a coach because our coach worked after time to where we are now with the level of coaching we have. It's pretty impressive.
Come a long way.
Yeah.
How do you find working with Dan?
Good. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to answer that. It's good. It's good to have a coach who cares about the team.
Yeah.
Not just like, oh, yeah, I'm just a coach, come train, go home, whatnot.
Yeah, he's pretty invested.
Yes.
What was his message after the penalty shootout?
To be honest, I don't remember.
That's fair enough, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cold. Just trying to stay warm before the...
Dan goes into analysis, mate. I see him after the game and he just goes, okay, how do we get better and how do we keep improving? He's a realist.
Mm-hmm.
We can focus now on the year and the season and you know, fulfilling our aspiration, which is clearly to get another promotion out of the women's WVPL and into the NPL for the women. So that's our ambition, and he was straight into the drawing board and he's been busy and up all week getting ready. That's just Dan, which is fantastic to go. And just before we go, a little bit of a funny about Sarah. So Sarah's Sarah Piggott, and nicely known as Pigsy around the club. But, you know, Sarah, you're on the verge of building your first home with this boy, aren't you?
Yep.
What's the boy's name?
His last name's Bacon.
Bacon. How's that? Don't you love that? You know how all these celebrity couples have, you know, joint names?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have like a celebrity joint name, Pigsy and Bacon? What do you call yourself? Bacon and Eggs or something?
No, it's Pig and Bacon.
Pig and Bacon. How's that, eh? That's and funny. In his Rego's Bacon on his...
Yeah, so his Rego's Bacon 8 and I'm Pig 18.
The pig and the bacon, how's that? That's newsworthy. That's fantastic. One day maybe when you get married, the Herald Sun can do your two cars and you just have a picture in front of it.
It's actually funny you say that. My auntie just bought us socks and it's got bacon on one and pig on the other, and on the bottom of the pig it says before and on the bottom of the bacon it says after.
So not a vegetarian household then?
Definitely not.
Thank you, Miss, for your contribution around the club. You've been an institution with us over the last, as you said, 4 years, and we need to continue pushing this program and pushing results, and we don't shy away from that. So keep yourself on the field, keep yourself healthy and keep banging those goals away, and build that fitness up, Miss, because I could see you blowing. I thought, I don't think Dan's got anyone to replace him with, the poor girl, on Tuesday night. But what do? You take one for the team and you get out there and run. But when you took you, the opportunity was there, you know, you play based on your physical game, and you got stuck in a couple of them and you banged it in. So credit to you. Thank you once again for taking in, coming as a guest, Josh.
Get down there Sunday.
Sunday to see the girls, and we'll see you next week as we start to announce more. For everyone out there, come to the game tomorrow. A couple of things. Obviously, the fundraising program, just to finish off on, is going gangbusters. So please, people, if you get a chance, go on plfc.com.au and make your pledge to have your name etched in the history. We'll give an update next week, but we might have cracked through the $100,000 mark, which is... brilliant. Fantastic. Not sure. I'm going to have a look at that. So we still got till October till we close it after our ball. We'll have our ball late September. We'll announce that too. This year will be at Emerald Reception, one of our sponsors. So we'll put that up as official announcement as our closing date towards April. And then future guests, we're trying to get on some past legends. I don't think I've ever addressed this. We've had a bit of an aborted attempt with the legend that is Mr. Chris Sturzowski. I'll keep speaking to Chris. Chris is at every training, and he's had a couple of things that have kept him away from this. He's a bit of a domestic goddess around the house, so can't get away from the mopping and the vacuum cleaning. And I hear he's got a good lasagna recipe that he's just been practicing on Thursday night. So to Chris Sturzowski out there, I'm coming to get you, mate. You're going to be on this show in the next few weeks. I'll speak to your wife.
We'll have to do an outside broadcast in his kitchen.
I'll speak to his wife and just say, hey, give him the night off, let him come in, do the show, and leave his chores for a Saturday or Sunday. But we'll get some legends in here. We'll work with Turpos to get some past legends coming in as well. But to all the supporters out there, get yourselves rugged up tomorrow. Put on your Preston scarves and beanies and whatever you can and get down to BT Connor Reserve and let's show Western United the power that is Preston.
We are Preston.
Have a great week. Preston, Preston, Macedonia. Speak on the left. Tries it from 40 metres. Oh, what a goal! John Markowski hammers one from 40. What a goal from this young dynamo. Near post, Zinni. It's in. And again, Warren Speak has a hand in it. Andrew Zinni scores the goal. Not only are the fans winning on the terrace,
team are winning on the pitch. Two goals in 2 minutes. 2-1 up, Preston Macedonia, and we've got an invasion on.
Roodhouse has made a good run from deep. Still Roodhouse getting that one across. Markovski. That's got to be the settler, surely.
One day we'll be back. One day we'll be back.
And the shot, what a goal! Oh my lord, what a finish there! Absolutely brilliant stuff!
Through ball for Spink. He's in the box. Back for Cole. Cole square. Here's a chance for Smith. Smith, yes, it's there! Spink, Cole, Smith. Smith doing the damage. 1-0.